Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. A beautiful woman found dead and mutilated at the waist. Who was behind such a disturbing, obscene crime? Who or what could she have possibly been involved with that would be capable of such carnage? Or was she in the wrong place at the wrong time? Today, we discuss the murder of Elizabeth Short, otherwise known as the Black Dahlia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Elizabeth Short, known posthumously as the Black Dahlia, was an American woman who was found murdered in the Limart Park neighborhood of Los Angeles, California. Her case became highly publicized due to the graphic nature of the crime, which included her corpse having been mutilated and but dissected at the waist. A native of Boston, Short spent her early life in Medford, Massachusetts, and Florida before relocating to California, where her father lived. It's commonly held that Short was an aspiring actress, though she had no known acting credits or jobs during her time in Los Angeles. She would acquire the name of the Black Dahlia posthumously, after the owner of a drugstore in Long Beach, California, told reporters that male customers had that name for her. The newspapers of the period often nicknamed particularly lurid crimes, the term they may have originated from the film noir murder mystery, The Blue Dahlia, released in April of 1946. After the discovery of her body on January 15, 1947, the Los Angeles Police Department began an extensive investigation that produced over 150 suspects, but yielded no arrests. Short's unsolved murder and the details surrounding it have had a lasting cultural intrigue, generating various theories and public speculation. Her life and death have been the basis of numerous books and films, and her murder is frequently cited as one of the most famous unsolved murders in American history, as well as one of the oldest unsolved cases in Los Angeles County. It has likewise been credited by historians as one of the first major crimes in post-World War II America to capture the national attention. The Dark Side of Wikipedia. My name is Tony Bruschi. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you are listening to us on. Today, obviously, we're discussing the Black Dahlia. Carol Hughes joining us to discuss the story of the Black Dahlia and what I know you know a bit about this one. Thoughts?
I have read a book about it.
Yep.
But it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a documentary or two on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a fascinating story.
It is.
And I get why everyone became fascinated by it. And because here she wanted to be an actress, but what's really sad is what made her really famous was being brutally murdered.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be morbid or morbidly funny here, but the movies ended up being made about her, you know, obviously something, you know,
right.
In one way, that's good if it's about a good, happy, successful life. But if it's about your murder, it's not exactly the goal anybody sets out with when they're heading to Hollywood.
Exactly. Because I don't know. I don't remember anything about her career.
No, she didn't really have...
it was lack thereof.
Yeah, it didn't really take off ever. Yeah. But one of those, you know, murdered, you know... And who would have known what or if anything would have happened in that world? Because it sounds like there wasn't a whole lot of time spent there in order to get very far. before it was all ripped away. Let's continue into the story of the Black Dahlia today on the Dark Side of Wikipedia. Elizabeth Short was born on July 29, 1924 in Hyde Park section of Boston, Massachusetts, a third of five daughters to Cleo and Phoebe May Short. Around 1927, the Short family relocated to Portland, Maine, before settling in Medford, Massachusetts, a Boston suburb, the same year. This is where Short was raised and spent most of her life. Short's father built miniature golf courses until the 1929 stock market crash, when he lost most of his savings and the family became broke. In 1930, her father's car was found abandoned on the Charleston Bridge, and it was assumed that he had committed suicide by jumping into the Charles River. Believing her husband to be deceased, Short's mother moved with her five daughters to a small apartment in Medford and worked as a bookkeeper to support them. Troubled by bronchitis and severe asthma attacks, Short underwent lung surgery at age 15, after which doctors suggested she relocate to a milder climate during the winter months to prevent further respiratory problems. Short's mother then sent her to spend winters in Miami with family and friends. During the next 3 years, Short lived in Florida during the winter months and spent the rest of the year in Medford with her mother and sisters. In her sophomore year, Short dropped out of the Medford High School. In late 1942, Short's mother received a letter of apology from her presumed deceased husband, which revealed that he was in fact alive and had started a new life in California. In December, at age 18, Short relocated to the Valley to live with her father, whom she had not seen since she was 6 years old. At the time, he was working at a nearby Mare Island Naval Shipyard in San Francisco Bay. Arguments between Short and her father led to her moving out in January of 1943. Shortly after, she took a job at the base exchange at Camp Cook, now Vandenberg Air Force Base, near Lompoc, living with several friends and briefly with an Army Air Force sergeant who reportedly abused her. Short left Lompoc in mid-1943 and moved to Santa Barbara, where she was arrested on September 23, 1943, for underage drinking at a local bar. The juvenile authority sent her back to Medford, but she returned instead to Florida, making only occasional visits to Massachusetts. When in Florida, Short met Major Matthew Michael Gordon Jr., a decorated Army Air Force officer at the 2nd Air Commando Group. He was training for deployment to the China-Burma-India Theater of Operations of World War II. Short told friends that Gordon had written to propose marriage while he was recovering from injuries from a plane crash in India. She accepted his offer, but Gordon died in a second crash on August 10, 1945, less than a week before the surrender of Japan ended the war. She relocated to Los Angeles in July 1946 to visit Army Air Force Lieutenant Joseph Gordon Fickling, whom she had known from Florida. Fickling was stationed at the Naval Reserve Base in Long Beach. Short spent the last 6 months of her life in Southern California, mostly in the Los Angeles area. Shortly before her death, she had been working as a waitress and rented a room behind the Florentine Gardens nightclub on Hollywood Boulevard. Short has been voraciously described and depicted as an aspiring or would-be actress. According to some sources, she did in fact have aspirations to be a film star, though she had no acting jobs or credits. Then on January 9, 1947, Short returned to her home in Los Angeles after a brief trip to San Diego with Robert Red Manley, 25-year-old married salesman she had been dating. Manley stated that he dropped Short off at the Biltmore Hotel, located at 506 Southern Grand Avenue in downtown Los Angeles, and that Short was to meet her sister, who was visiting from Boston that afternoon. By some accounts, staff of the Biltmore recalled having seen Short using the lobby telephone. Shortly after, she was alleged seen by patrons of the Crown Grill Cocktail Lounge at 754 South Olive Street, approximately 0.4 miles away from the Biltmore Hotel. On the morning of January 15, 1947, Short's naked body was found severed in two pieces on a vacant lot on the west side of South Norton Avenue, midway between Coliseum Street and West 39th Street in Limont Park, Los Angeles. At the time, the neighborhood was largely undeveloped. Local resident Betty Bershinglinger discovered the body at approximately 10 a.m. while walking her 3-year-old daughter. Bershinger initially thought she had found a discarded store mannequin When she realized it was a corpse, she rushed to a nearby house and telephoned the police. Short's severely mutilated body was completely severed at the waist and drained of blood, leaving her skin a paled white. Medical examiners determined that she had been dead for around 10 hours prior to the discovery, leaving her time of death either sometime during the evening of January 14th or the early morning hours of January 15th. The body had apparently been washed by the killer. Short's face had been slashed from the corners of her mouth to her ears, creating an effect known as the Glasgow smile. She had several cuts on her thigh and breasts where entire portions of flesh had been sliced away. The lower half of her body was positioned a foot away from the upper, and her intestines had been tucked neatly beneath her buttocks. The corpse had been posed with her hands over her head, her elbows bent at right angles and her legs spread apart. Upon the discovery, a crowd of both passerby and reporters began to gather. Los Angeles Herald Express reporter Aggie Underwood was among the first to arrive at the scene and took several photos of the corpse and crime scene. Near the body, detectives located a heel print on the ground amid the tire tracks, and a cement stack containing watery blood was also found nearby. An autopsy of Short's body was performed on January 16, 1947, by Frederick Newbar, the Los Angeles County coroner. Newbar's autopsy report stated that Short was 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighed 115 pounds, and had light blue eyes, brown hair, and badly decayed teeth. There were ligature marks on her ankles, wrists, and neck, and an irregular laceration with superficial tissue loss on her right breast. Newbar also noted superficial lacerations on the right forearm, upper right arm, and the lower left side of the chest. Short's official Los Angeles County death certificate was issued in 1947. The body had been cut completely in half by a technique taught in the 1930s called a hemicropterectomy. The lower half of her body had been removed by transecting the lumbar spine between the second and third lumbar vertebrae, thus severing the intestine at the demodenum. Newbar's report noted very little bruising among the incision lines, suggesting it had been performed after death. Another gaping laceration measuring 4.25 inches in length ran longitudinally from the umbilicus to the other regions. The lacerations on each side of the face, which extended from the corners of the lips, were measured at 3 inches on the right side of her face and 2.5 inches on the left. The skull was not fractured, but there was bruising noted on the front and right side of her scalp with a small amount of bleeding on her right side, consistent with blows to the head. The cause of death was determined to be hemorrhaging from the lacerations to her face and the shock from blows to the head and face. Newbar noted that Short's anal canal was dilated at 1.75 inches, suggesting she may have been raped. Samples were taken from her body, testing for the presence of sperm, but the results came back negative. Prior to the autopsy, police had quickly been able to identify the victim as Short after sending copies of her fingerprints to Washington, D.C. via sound photo, a primitive fax machine of the era. The prints matched those given by Short during the 1943 arrest. Immediately following Short's identification, reports from William Randolph Hearst, Los Angeles Examiner, contacted her mother, Phoebe Short, in Boston, and told her that her daughter had won a beauty contest. It was only after prying as much personal information as they could from Phoebe that the reporters revealed that their daughter had in fact been murdered. The newspaper offered to pay her airfare and accommodations if she would travel to Los Angeles to help them with the police investigation. That was yet another ploy, since the newspaper kept her away from police and other reporters to protect its scoop. The Examiner and another Hearst newspaper, the Los Angeles Herald Express, later sensationalized the case, with one article from the Examiner describing the black tailored suit Short had last seen wearing as a tight skirt and a sheer blouse. A media nicknamed her the Black Dahlia and described her as an adventuress who prowled Hollywood Boulevard. Additional newspaper reports, such as one published in the Los Angeles Times on January 17th, deemed the murder a sex fiend slaying. So now that we know every detail of every laceration and anal dilation, we can now continue to discuss what exactly happened to Ms. Short.
Did not know about the way they treated her family.
No.
Like, that is sick. to call the mom and say, oh yeah, your daughter won a beauty contest. And so the mom would be all excited.
Yeah.
And then go, oh yeah, about that.
By the way, she's dead. That is fucking insane. I mean,
you know, back then it was very competitive.
Yeah.
And ruthless, obviously, they did that. And just didn't even care about. And then it was like, oh, yeah, she's murdered. But we'll fly you out here.
Could you imagine if that happened today? Oh, my God. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side of Wikipedia.